I found something that has to be tackier than anything, and that is an inflatable nativity scene by Hujo. H-O-O-J-O. And I'm just going like, no, no, I'm not sinking to that depth. So it's probably going to wind up being a wreath on the door for me. And, by the way, I was trying to remember something that I told, was going to tell Ms. Anna last night, and that was, I had one more thing to say and I couldn't remember. And, now I did today. And, let it drop. One of the other nets, which there's just so many on Monday night. I mean, the scan just can't keep up with them. One of the nets, and by the way, Blue Ridge Net is my favorite net. But my next favorite net, they always ask a question. Like, well, where have you been? What'd you do today? What kind of antennas? How's your relationship with electricity? I know, strange question. But they wanted to know, what was your favorite nut? And people said boiled peanuts and pecans and everything. And so I already know what the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's favorite nut is. And that's yours truly, down here in the Wild Kingdom. With that, I'll be clear and turn it back over to you, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Network. Robert, I don't really know what to say to that other than that. How about this? If you need some help with a nativity scene, then get you some burlap sacks and a cane, and I'll come down there with a flashlight. You can pose in the yard. I'll shine the flashlight on you. And we'll get all hams to ride by and take a picture. How about that?
That sounds adequately humiliating for probably all that I've done wrong this year.
Looking at you. Oh, well, I'm glad you like your orange radio there. And, you know, I hope it's you know, able to charge it and whatnot. But I did hear you call. I just couldn't get to the radio. But, I mean, the radio sounded pretty decent, actually. And you're making it all the way in from Joanna, so I don't see a reason to complain with that. If it works, transmit on it.
Big week, though, because I got my heater, my linear, my big amp down here. Well, it's not big, but I have a trielectric sitting in the box. I just had to get the right 6-pin mogul cord to power it with, which is only, I don't know why they need six. It's only got two leads. You got a black and a red at the bottom. But anyway, I got to go around and look at some old power supplies or computers and see if I can find a mogul to fit it. But it'll be, I can dial the, I mentioned it was orange, right? And it's loud? Yeah. I'm going to hook it up to the amp. I'm just going to dial this thing back to 4 watts because it's 4 in and 40 out. So I'll be better than my QYT, at least on 2 meter. Now I'm looking for a hot 440, you know, to put on the other side, but maybe not. But anyway, thanks for the offer of help. We don't have any sheep down here, but we could probably, you know, glue some cotton balls to a couple of the goats around here. It would suffice, you know, you think? All right. Anyway, 73s. Have a great night. Put the tree up. It's that time of year. Jingle bells.
You have a wonderful night. I enjoyed the conversation, sir. And, I hope you are able to get your radio straightened out. And if you need any help with the nativity scene, give me a holler. We'll ride down there and we'll figure something out. All right. With that, I'll move on down the log. Are there any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, KO4CHY. I got a quick comment. I'm not sure if you got anybody else up.
Hi, Keith.
hadn't heard much about it on the repeater, so I was going to remind everybody that the Stone Mountain Ham Fest in Lawrenceville is this coming Saturday and Sunday. Hope to see you all down there.
Thank you letting us know. Me and Anna, we're going to try to make it, but we've had something come up and can't do it, so we're going to stay in Campbell, I guess. But appreciate you letting us go. You've been letting us know and reminding us. You doing all right up there, Keith?
Bad at all. Back at work and, you know, loving every minute of it. Going to get to do a back home rotation here in a couple of weeks, provided they get my laptop ready for me. I'm not lugging that big desktop back and forth anymore. So, if they don't get it going, then I'll defer this rotation and catch the next one over.
I see you talking about the work, the computer they give you for work.
They gave me a new high power laptop to kind of hopefully replace the desktop machine I've been using and not have to, you know, lug 60 pounds every time I need to move.
I understand. Well, just be careful with Windows 11. you might wish you had your brick back.
No, we run at corporate speed. We're still on 10. Over.
Okay, good deal. Well, that'll work. That'll work. You stay on 10, you'll be all right. make them get you a nice little bag to go with it too.
I got one of those a while back for doing my infrequent road trips, but it was a decent one, and they helped pay for it. So, you know. Anyway, that's all I got. I'll turn it back to you, KO4NUE, KO4CHY, back to it.
Appreciate you letting us know, bud. And have a wonderful evening and a good rest of the week, sir. Nice to hear from you. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
C4EZ, yeah.
Go ahead, Harry. How are you tonight, bud?
We're doing pretty good. Watching the news tonight, and you start talking about Christmas trees, you might want to check the price of them. At least on the news tonight, one guy up in the Spruce Pine area that lets people come in and pick their own tree and cut it down. He had a double-digit number out there, so that aluminum tree might look more attractive. And at our house, our grandchildren, number one, live in California, number two, the youngest one's 27. And we have two cats that live in the house, and so having a tree with dangly things on it is not something that we thought was a good thing to do, unless you want to know what goes crash in the middle of the night. And so my Christmas tree is, you know, you can buy these things as a spiral plastic thing, and you stick a pole up in the middle of it, and it looks like a tree, and it's got lights that flash. I put that up out in the front yard, and that's my. The cats don't bother it, and the neighbors don't complain about it, and I take it down New Year's Day. But like I say, you might want to check on the price of Christmas trees. That may or may not influence you. We'll turn it back to you, Chad. I've enjoyed listening to everybody talk, and I wish Robert a lot of luck with that radio. I heard him come on earlier, and you know, there was some white noise in the background, but he was very readable, so I think that extra 2 or 3 watts that radio's putting out will make the difference. We'll turn it back to you, Chad. Enjoyed it. KO4NUE, KC4EZM.
Well, it's just a sign of the times. You know, Christmas tree, you know, be $100 this year. And if you buy the gas for the chainsaw to cut one down, it's going to cost you $50. So, be cutting up tinfoil this year. Not just make my own. I got a Healy arc rig down there. I'll just weld me a bunch of aluminum Healy arc rods together. Just make my own tree and take some shavings out of the lathe. Make the limbs and the leaves with it. That'd look nice. You stick little curlicues that come off the lathe, you know. Stick all your LEDs in there, and it reflect off of that shiny metal. She's giving me the old stink eye over there. She ain't gonna have it, but I'm gonna keep trying.
I wish you luck, Chad, and go ahead, Robert, in case he's in.
But you mean she's against modern art? Well, you might have somebody from the Metropolitan Art or the Guggenheim Gallery come down there and want to buy that thing, you know? I'd stick it out right by the road. Man, put that thing on, you know, and get you some tires to keep people from clamoring around it, you know, get you some tires, paint them white, and bury them about halfway to keep the crowds, the masses back from them. Man, that'd be pretty. And by the way, talking about the double-digit Christmas trees, yeah, I see them coming down from spruce pine and all. But who pays for a cedar tree? I'm just asking. I never heard of such a thing. You know, that's just a way to get you exercise after you cut it down and boogie with it. That's KD4SR, clear.
So you've done the boogie too, huh?
The boogie, but, you know, hey, think of it this way. You don't throw it out. You just trim it off, makes you another fence post. And, you know, in your case, it'll make a couple of corners of the monkey cage there. Tell Ms. Anna that you're just going to get a finger monkey. You seen them little things? They're real cute. And they're like little troll dolls, except they're live. You know, you just put them on your finger, and I.e. why they call them finger monkeys. They don't cause no trouble at all. Don't eat much. They're cute. They're smart, too. KD4SR, clear.
I want a full-size one. You know, about 20 pounds. Swings from every light in the house. You know, it's Christmas. I'm getting older. I ain't going to be here much longer. She's going to have to give one of these years and, you know, might get me a chimp. I don't know. But I definitely got to train him to scoot up a tower with an antenna. That'd be a sight to see, wouldn't it, Robert?
It sure would. And by the way, I have a story, a real quick one here. I had a friend of mine back when I was in radio. I was a producer. I turned knobs and answered phones and punched buttons. But anyway, we had a regular guest named Wayne, the handyman, and he had a chimp that he had rescued. His name was Hooter. Hooter had been on the Beverly Hillbillies. And I never got to meet him. He died before. They said he was 43 years old, but I didn't think he was that old because he had a baby chimp, and then I don't understand how this worked. But anyway, he was old, and he had something to do with the Beverly Hillbillies. That was the smartest. Wayne kept some of the stuff. That thing could actually write the first three letters of his name, H-O-O. He could kind of sort of play checkers with you. But one thing about him is, don't ever stare a chimp in the face. Oh, you don't want to do that. And there's another story about a chimp. A lady who lives up in Burnsville. Well, she's dead now, but her grandsons live up there. I'll let it drop for a second. Agent in Orlando back in the 60s. And she scored the big one. She basically sold the land that Disney World went on. Well, the one thing she wanted out of Florida. So she moved to the most remote place she could. Moonshiner's Road, back in the, you know, Thunder Road, back in the hills, up there by Burnside. I mean, Burnsville. Well, she decided she wanted to get her a chimp. So she got her a chimp, a girl chimp. And her and the girl chimp lived in the house. And she painted and did whatever she wanted because she had more money she knew what to do with. Anyway, she took the chimp into town with her. And they had angles downtown. I let it drop. Went in the store and left the chimp in the truck. Well, she come out, and there was a police car there, and the chimp was up on top of the truck and then jumped over on the top of the police car and was beating on the bubble light. She said, oh, Lord, what happened? Well, Barney Fife was there, and he was about ready to shoot the chimp. And she said, don't do that. I know how to get her down. So it was a dry county. In other words, protection for the moonshine industry, but, you know, with the pretense of being sober. Anyway, she went and found the chimp a beer. I don't know where she found it. Some little country store sold beer. And she got a can of beer and brought it back and gave it to the chimp, who was still sitting on top of the popo car, and that satisfied the chimp, and the chimp got back in the truck. Now, this is the grandson telling me this. Barney said, don't bring the monkey to town no more. So I thought it was all made up. Somebody was pulling my leg until he pulled out the article and showed me this from whatever the Burnsville paper was, like circa 1966. You know, and I thought that was kind of cool. So be real careful with them. Hooter, getting back to Wayne, could hurt you. Wayne built him a iron cage with a bed and everything in there because, you know, you didn't want him wandering around at night. And he used a air drill. I let it drop for a second. Air wrench, you know, whatever, to put the bolts down through the concrete. He came back out there the next morning, and Hooter, with his thumb and forefinger, had unscrewed all of those bolts and laid them on the bed like in an order. So he had to go out there and braze them down after that. But he said the one thing about Hooter, he said, I caught myself talking to him, and it's like he understood what I was saying. So just think of it this way. If Ms. Anna gives you, puts you out in the doghouse, you can get you and your monkey can go out there and be companions together and solace one another. This is KD4SRR. I need to shut up.
I understand. Well, I'll keep trying to get my monkey for Christmas and my tinfoil Christmas tree, too. I don't think neither one of them's going to happen. But, you know, I keep trying. I've been trying for 20-some years, so why quit now? But anyway, Robert, it's nice talking to you. And Harry, if you're still in there, nice to hear from you too, sir. And with that, let me see if there are any additional stations that would like to make comments or check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. Robert, please stand by for my net report. Turn the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73 to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
What else is the guy? How large does this silver Christmas tree have to be?
Size, Andy.
One up here that my grandpa Vince had up here before my sister was born when this place that we live in here was, you might say, in probate for a year from back in 1972. It's the size that you might set on a table or a desk. It's got red balls on it and it's silver, but it's artificial. But a lot of the balls over the years have disappeared. There's still some on it, but not as many as there used to be.
That sounds nice, Andy. That sounds really nice. Is it bright and shiny?
Give it to you, but I just heard from my sibling. She doesn't want me to give it to you, but I was going to give it to you if she wouldn't allow me, because it takes some space.
Andy, you keep your Christmas tree, but I'm aggravating Anna with it. But they've got them. I can get me one. And I think Larry had a good idea. I think I'll just put one in here in a ham shack. I can't have one in the living room, so I'll put one here in a ham shack. And might even wrap it in coax and some SO239s to hang them from the limbs. Wouldn't that look nice?
Nice, isn't there? If it was up to me, I would just give it to you, but I done heard flack from my siblings that I'm not to give it away, even though it just takes up space. But she doesn't want me to do it, though, but I was going to.
Do it before you get in trouble.
If it hadn't been for that, I was going to give it to you. Since I heard you talking about that, but she insists this time, even though it's been up here for decades, she's going to do something with you, but she never has, but I was going to, K-I-4-L-Z-I.
Don't worry about it. Christmas is supposed to be a joyous time. You make her mad, something tells me you ain't going to be too much joy. So it's been there since 72, you know. Another 20 years ain't gonna hurt. Just let it sit right there.
Oh, it's been on top of a cabinet in here for many, many, many decades. Anybody's bound to have these other ways. She waits till I go to give away, then she tells me this. K-I-4-L-Z-I.
That's okay. You better quit. I'm telling you, you better quit while you're ahead.
No, but she insists you will, so when I heard y'all talking about that coming home, I thought about that, so. K-O-4-N-U-E, K-I-4-L-Z-I.
I appreciate the offer, and I hope you're doing well. But I'm going to go ahead and secure my station before both of us get in any more trouble tonight. How about that? So, 73, bud, and you have a wonderful day tomorrow. It's K4NUE. I'm going to close down. 73, Andy.
LZI from KD4DRA. Turn that radio off. KD4DRA, clear. Ray and 4ZLK. Playing pretty good. Choppy there when I was leaving Greenville. I'm down here about mile marker 5 now. It seemed to clear up a little bit, but I bumped it up to high power. So I was having trouble with the radio for the last couple of weeks. I was thinking it was the radio.
Well, only thing I hear is a little bit of diesel tractor noise, that's all. But, yeah, you're doing fine. Get down there over the water and you'll probably be talking to England when you bounce off that water.
K-I-4-L-Z-I. Have you heard anything out of Tom K-I-4-O-N-J lately?
Married and he don't talk to nobody no more.
I ain't heard him. The last time I heard him, you and he was in here and he was checking out his attic antenna, and I hadn't heard a whole lot out of you, and certainly hadn't heard nothing out of him. Now I know why. You and the other party go ahead. I was just wondering, because I don't, as I said, hear you in there all that often. K-I-4-L-Z-I.
Andy, I called you a second ago. I wanted to ask you a question. Have you heard from Dwight, KD4-USA?
K-I-4-L-Z-I. I ain't heard from him in years, but the last time I did hear from him, he told us here on this net that he was going to the Pacific and he was trying to get his next lady friend a visa or some way to where she could get into the country legally, and Since that time, I hadn't heard any more from him, so I don't know if he's living, dead, or what.
Up the other day, he's still listed up in Cullowhee, I think it is. All right, well, I'll let you go, and don't get no more trouble than that. KD4DRA.
I should know, and it slipped my mind, but you two go ahead. I was just wondering about them two. KI4LCI.
N4ZLK, and I'm about to the limit, but I'll try to keep talking, Rick.
You'll move over to Simplex?
I'll make it there. I'm down here over Lake Hartwell, down here at Fair Play.
You know, I may be old, but I still make a joke every once in a while.
I'm getting slow. I didn't even catch it. I thought maybe you thought I was going to Columbia or something.
Well, that's on tomorrow afternoon, and see if I can catch you when you come down around Granger. I don't get on 2 meters much. Every once in a while I'll pop in. I've been spending a whole lot of time on HF and doing that kind of stuff, and I don't know. Just pass my time, that's all. Can't ever catch anybody on 2 meters.
Working a long time, so I'm glad you called me tonight. And tomorrow I won't be working. I work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So if you try to get me tomorrow, you'll be wasting your wasting some time.
That tell me tomorrow.
Yeah, it depends on what time it is as whether I'll be here monitoring tomorrow or not.
Shane, I'll go ahead and clear with you since you're going to drop out any time probably. You be careful going down and back. I'll talk to you later. KD4DRA. Talk to you later, Andy. KD4DRA. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Good to hear you. And hello, Andy. And you're right. I'm crossing over into Georgia now. Probably losing. N4ZLK.
I should have remembered you, Shane, but there's also another Shane down at 6 Mile. We go same name, but it's just he's got a different call sign, and sometimes I get him mixed up. His call's KJ4H, Bleak KJ4HYC. He's 6 Mile Shane, KI4LZI.
Shane, he's a good guy. I haven't heard him in a while either. Hey, we're practically neighbors, Andy. I just never run into you. One day we'll have to get together. I'll have to swing by and say hello. We'll talk to you again. KI4LZI, N4ZLK.
Thanks, darn meeting. That's where I come from earlier. Our local radio here meeting. You'll find me there most of the time. If you can ever make it, that is. KI4LZI.
Difficult for me right now to make those, but I'll do it one day when I get a little more free time. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
Is that okay, KN4CHY? You're still sounding pretty good where you were at. I'm going to try to catch you on Simplex, but you started fading out on me.
Yeah, I've got it bumped up to 65 watts, but I used to be able to carry this repeater all the way down into Commerce. But I think the truck, I changed trucks, and I think it affected the signal. So that's the only thing I can figure out.
A little pop now, but you're still good and readable. But I did lose you on Simplex. My antenna's kind of northerly biased, so it's not good down that way from where I'm at.
Same strength on the input, and I flipped it over. Anyway, good to hear you, Keith. I haven't talked to you in a while either. Hope you're doing well.
Heard you mentioning you were over the road now. So I guess you work at nights and having a wife during the day or something.
Outside, trying this out for a little while. Going to Atlanta. The work's a lot easier. The only difference is just trying to make sure I get enough sleep.
The wife just said, yep, life interferes. I did the second shift thing for decades, so know how that goes. Anyway, good talking to you, and be careful out there, and Yeah, I don't imagine you'll be too much longer. You'll be out of range.
It's already starting to pick a fence a lot more. I'll talk to you again. N4ZLK. Y'all have a good night.
Evening, Keith.
4HKX, KN4CHY. How you doing, Patrick?
ZLK. Patrick, N4ZLK.
I didn't know if you're still there or not.
I heard you. I just wanted to say hello. You guys carry on. And thanks for the signal report earlier tonight, Patrick. We'll talk to you later, maybe in the morning. N4ZLK.
Receive is, but you're still coming in pretty good. Just a little bit of static. It's not bad at all. I'm pretty impressed. Go ahead, Patrick.
Same thing here. You're coming in clear up here.
Out a little bit longer then, if it's doing that. So see how far I can go.
Be an interesting little experiment. I'm kind of curious myself now.
I missed where you were at, though. I know you're heading down to Atlanta.
Coming up to the 174-mile marker. So, like I was telling Keith, I used to be able to hold this all the way to Commerce, and then I'd lose it and maybe catch it on some hills. But you're coming through better now than it was when I was up there near Piedmont on 85.
Here it sounds like you're just normal day.
A little bit of white noise coming in, but other than that, it sounds really good.
Back down to low power, which I think is about 15 watts. Does that make a difference?
A little bit of picket fence there, but nothing major.
Probably copyable. Had a little popping going on, but surprisingly good for 15 watts.
Maybe I've been able to transmit a lot better than I can receive in the tractor is a single axle, so the trailer sits up a little closer to the back of the tractor, and I'm wondering if that has been affecting my signal, because I've had the same antenna, the same setup in three different tractors, and it seems like this is the worst. The other three did really well.
My receive's been off, but everybody says my transmit's perfect.
Double, Patrick. I was wondering, Shane, how you got it mounted. Is it on the mirrors or something?
Rack it on the back side of the tractor. It's like a handrail, but it holds up the airline so it can slide back and forth. And I've got a bracket on that, and it's grounded to the frame of the tractor.
Gotcha. I know where you're talking about. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just saying, for me, everybody tells me when I'm having trouble that they can hear me fine, but it's all I can do to pick out anything they're saying.
Check your squelch control the other day, a couple weeks ago.
And that did help some, but I'm still having problems.
On the Kenwood? These usually have great receive and really good audio.
And then like today, yesterday, all this week, it's been great. No trouble at all. But the last 3 weeks, man, it's all I can do to carry on a conversation.
An issue, I don't know. But also, I was getting comments that it sounded like I do think I do have something going on inside the microphone, but I rested it all last week, so maybe it's got a chance to recuperate.
It was sounding that way. It sounds like you're just getting away from the radio and closer. I don't know.
Again, Patrick, I was wondering, Shane, where are you at now? You're starting to drop out a little bit, but you're still about 100%.
70. There's a way station down here. By the way, Patrick walks all over you. I didn't even know you were transmitting, so he's the one walking on you.
Keith.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't sure who'd win out on that one.
Hey, because I'm only about 8 miles from the repeater site.
What's that? Where are you at?
I'm at QTH, and I'm cross-bending repeat back to the big antenna outside, so I've got a little bit of help there.
Didn't realize you was that close. Go ahead, Jane. They lost it. That way. So about 170 then.
I turned his power back up and come back in.
Too, if he's got a hit that way station, so that might be what he's up to now.
I'm climbing back up a hill. I completely lost the repeater.
The valley, I guess. Hills down there will get you.
Okay, I doubt I'll be able to take it much further.
Sit on top of the hill anyway.
About 10-4, is that LK?
Been good up here still.
So 166, that's about 14 miles down into Georgia.
Not too bad on in a mobile rig, that's for sure.
That's pretty good.
Copyable on my end, anyway.
Sit over here. I don't know what your terrain's like right now, but yeah, it's still sounding really good.
Transmitting a lot better than I'm receiving because you guys are broken up pretty bad. I can copy a little bit of it, but I did completely lose you by the way station there. 168, 169.
A little bit of scratch with you here, but I mean, I can still make out everything you're saying. No trouble at all. It was kind of slow, but business-wise, but it was still a good day.
How about you, Keith?
Too bad. I don't know if y'all heard earlier. I'm, you know, working back in the office, but they, getting us on a rotation to come back and work from home. So we'll work, a week in the office and 2 weeks off. Well, not off, but in the house, not having to go into work.
That rotation?
TBD. To be determined. They have not said yet, so we're thinking it might be a benefit now.
Prices where they're at, that's a big benefit.
Got a fuel shortage, too. We'll see what happens.
I was lucky enough to be able to work from home full-time, you know, the 2 years after, well, about 2.5 years after the pandemic, and, man, just saved tons of money. You know, just tooling around, going to the grocery store and out and about when we could get out and about, but that was about it. And, yeah, just, it was amazing, the difference.
It was. Shane, has your employer said anything about that fuel shortage?
Officially losing him.
He's waving by at that one.
Again, and should be coming back up.
Yes, sounding good again. Where are you at?
162. 47, or 149, I mean, not Carnesville. What's that place down there? All the shopping. It's at 149. I was thinking that maybe I could get to it. 149 or 147.
You can make it all the way to Commerce, Georgia. That's a long trip.
It might be on the peaks, but still, that's pretty good.
Pieces now, N4 ZLK.
The trip pretty good.
That's pretty wild to have better transmit than receive. Usually, it's the other way around.
Going on, but I am coming back up the hill. When I go up to the top of the hills, you guys come in pretty good.
For LZI, I know way, way, way back decades ago with this repeater it used to get, but that's been many decades ago, and I was just hooked only listening then. It used to get down there at the Commerce quite frequently, but there again, there's been a lot of water and a lot of changes done to the system up on the mountain since way back decades ago.
And from Commerce, or all the way to Commerce, just about 5 years ago. So we'll see. I'm at 160 now.
I know they keep talking about phasing another set of folded dipoles in with ones that's on it now. Now, how well it would work, I'm no antenna expert, but that's been tossed around.
To see something like that, pointed my direction or more in this direction anyway.
With you, Keith. I might be close to it, but I struggle to get into this repeater some days.
Right here, it wouldn't make any difference where I live at right here, what it stays as it is or if they done it. The only way I wouldn't get into it is if the thing was completely off the air.
You're about wearing that repeater as a hat over there, ain't you, Andy?
Well, see, I live right here below Table Rock State Park. And I live in a hole here, but this mountain where this repeater is looks right straight down into this hole where I'm at. So anything on 2 meters on VHF here, I do quite well with. That's got one repeater up there on Caesar's Head. I can take an HT and get in there with just a half a watt.
I'm going to do that up here where I'm at, on the other side of the mountain.
Right, as we've said before, line of sight and topography, like I've explained others before, the ground layout means everything. Jane, you still able to hear and get in, or you done out?
I'm at 158.
Operators that used to be on here back in the 80s or 90s, I heard them quite frequently talk about on here on this. Been able to carry this repeater down there to that place down there. But that was a long while back.
For the conversation when I get to the top of the hill.
I'm gonna step out and call it a night. You carry on. Shane, you be safe. Andy, good to hear you. Keith, good to hear you. And I will talk to y'all on down the log, KO4HKX. And I'll be clear, 7-3.
7-4, is that LK?
Patrick, good hearing you. 73s, and we'll talk at you later. KO4CHY.
It's having antenna issues. One thing this is just a shot in the dark with these mobile antennas, but make absolutely certain you're getting a good grain, a good solid grain with your antenna there to a good grain. Because if you don't, I've heard others say with MAC mounts that sometimes they don't get a good grain and they don't perform as well. I haven't had that happen to me personally, but I have heard others say that. KI4LZI.
The ground wire like that and bolted into the frame. I haven't had an issue with the same setup on 3 other tractors, but maybe that'll help me. N4ZLK.
In the dark, I've used them both, and I didn't have any problem with my mag mount, but I stay here up under this repeater all the time, and going over to Traveler's Rest or Pickens, it's still looking at me all the time, so it might have a lot to do with the fact I never get far from it, too, so just a shot in the dark, KI4LZI.
I do wonder if that trailer doesn't hinder you going back this way too. That's a good point with it being even closer to the cab.
Okay, I'm at 154. I can't see your key. Or is that okay?
I don't know if you're hearing us anymore. I think that's about the end of it. Over.
I can't copy anything. I appreciate it. Right along.
Please be careful out there. N4ZLK, KN4CHY. Clear.
4ZLK, past the Commerce exit. And at the top of the hill, but I know I'll lose it now. 7-3 Keith and Andy, if you're listening. N4ZLK.
Good at that time, KN4CHY. That's pretty impressive.
It's all downhill, so I know I can't make it much past it. And and I couldn't make it at the bottom at the Commerce exit, but there's a hill on the other side. So have a good evening, Keith. Good to hear you tonight. N4ZLK.
Be careful. 73's and good talking to you. N4ZLK, K4CHY, clear and listen.